Davos globalist elites warned they'll be shocked at the fortunes of world's billionaires. By Simon Kent on January 15, 2024. Thousands of gilded members of the world's globalist elites who have flown to Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum, WEF, annual conclave have been told to prepare to be shocked at just how much money really, really rich people have. A report that calls for public action to confront growing inequality has been released in time for the gathering of people who themselves aren't short of a spare dollar or six. It details the world's five richest men more than doubled their fortunes from $405 billion to $869 billion since 2020. Oxfam's Inequality Incorporated states the past 3 years since the start of the coronavirus pandemic has seen a solidification of a supercharged surge in extreme wealth while global poverty remains at pre-pandemic levels. Related, Alex Marlowe, historic inflation, stifling taxation are part of World Economic Forum's plan for the Great Reset. As an example of the growing wealth being accumulated by the wealthiest on the planet, the report claims the five richest men of Elon Musk, Bernard Arnault, Jeff Bezos, Larry Ellison and Warren Buffett alone saw their wealth jump 114% in the past 3 years. Meanwhile, the bottom 60% of the world's population lost a collective $20 billion, a decline of 0.2%. And if current trends continue, it said, the world will have its first trillionaire within 10 years and that it will take almost 230 years before the number of people living under the World Bank poverty line of $6.85 is reduced to zero. We're witnessing the beginnings of a decade of division, with billions of people shouldering the economic shockwaves of pandemic, inflation and war, while billionaires' fortunes boom. Oxfam International Interim Executive Director Amitabh Behar said in a statement. This inequality is no accident. The billionaire class is ensuring corporations deliver more wealth to them at the expense of everyone else. The report continues that large companies set record profits last year, with 148 of the world's biggest corporations generating $1.8 trillion in total net profits, representing a 52% increase compared to average net profits from 2018 to 2021. How can all this be addressed? The report calls for big government intervention to regulate corporations, including breaking up monopolies, putting a cap on CEO pay and instituting new taxes on the super-rich and corporations. The Davos gathering has previously heard the direct imposition of permanent annual taxes on the earnings of the world's richest individuals could redistribute wealth and lift millions out of poverty, as Breitbart News reported. Under the globalist proposal, supranational taxation would start at a rate of 2% on wealth over $5 million and progress to 5% on wealth over $1 billion, generating $2.52 trillion. This would be in addition to, and on top of, whatever taxes are imposed at source by individual national authorities. The World Economic Forum is being held through to Friday, giving a red carpet welcome to the world's richest and most powerful people to enjoy an almost endless array of cocktail parties, canapes, speeches, closed-door meetings, and an array of fine food with wines to match. For those seeking simpler fare, a hot dog with pickles, fried onions and mustard at the plush ski resort reportedly costs $43. A chicken Caesar salad with Parmesan starts at about $55. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.